This is TWiT.
The biggest question I think both Paul and I were getting all week this week was about Android, which is interesting since we're talking about Microsoft here. And it all stemmed from a tip that the mobile leaker named Ev Leaks, who's Evan Blass, posted up early Monday. He said there's going to be an Android-powered Lumia phone coming out from Microsoft. And that really got everybody in a panic. I should say it got everybody who's a Windows phone fan in a panic. Yep. Not everybody, but yeah, because
everyone who matters, I think, is
our people got in a panic. And the reason is Microsoft has done some dabbling with Android on Windows phones. They do a thing called the Nokia X phone. But this is a whole different thing. This is Lumia high-end smartphone, something brand new. And people were not too happy to hear that possibly could have Android as its main operating system. Even if it's Android open source project, people still were not real keen on this. So then Paul wrote a really good post about, could this be Microsoft's plan B? And I'll let him kind of launch into that. But I thought he brought up some good points with that.
Now, the interesting thing about this is Lumia has had some of the most beautifully designed hardware, I'd say, in the last 3 years. Yep. I mean, I'd even place it above the iPhone. It's been saddled, and I'm saying that in a negative way, but even though I actually do like a Win phone, with an OS that doesn't quite meet up to the expectations of the hardware. And one of the things that I most like about the Lumia cameras phones is their camera. Their camera is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I would in a heartbeat trade in my phone if I could get an Android device that has Lumia's design and Lumia's camera. If they do that, and if this becomes successful, I mean, if this becomes the Android phone to use, Paul, what happens to Windows Phone?
Right. I don't want to contemplate that. It's interesting that you bring up the camera part because I had also written something about the Lumia 1020 and this past week, which is the phone that came out a year ago this month. And I actually still use that day to day, which is kind of an amazing thing because, as you may understand, I mean, I have all kinds of devices coming through here every week. I have my choice of devices and I'm using a phone that came out a year ago. That's actually pretty amazing. But for all of the wonderful qualities of that camera, there are issues that are, in fact, related to the hardware. Windows Phone at the time, of course, was made by Microsoft, which at the time was a separate company from Nokia. So Nokia couldn't add some low-level functionality to the camera software because they didn't have access to that level of access to the OS. Likewise, Windows Phone doesn't support certain hardware features that would have made the camera in the phone operate more quickly or more efficiently. If you compare that camera from the 1020 with like the PureView camera from, I forget the name of the device, the Nokia 92 or whatever that was that came before the first PureView, there was some optical hardware in there that they were able to do when they were controlling the hardware platform. And so I'm not saying that going to Android would actually fix that problem. It's possible that just combining Nokia and Microsoft can help get that stuff moving along. But absolutely, starting behind as they did with Windows Phone, you're kind of always playing this game of catch-up. And it's true in the apps department, obviously, the online services that are supported on the platform. And it's true in the hardware. There are some pros to the hardware stuff. You know, Windows Phone runs more efficiently than Android does on the same hardware and so forth. But, the point remains. So, you know, there are all these permutations of what Microsoft could be doing. I have heard almost nothing about this. We know that they're doing the X phones that Nokia first started, which are those AOSP, the Android Open Standard, and not full-blown, you know, Google Play Android. And then I have some theories or some ideas about how Microsoft could combine the Android platform with Windows Phone software. And, of course, as Mary Jo has talked a lot over the past year, Microsoft is working in some way to combine Windows Phone and Windows RT into something, you know, in some threshold era combination of those products. So it's a lot. It's a big topic. And if you're a Windows Phone fan, it's a tough thing to even contemplate, I guess.